The 11th principle has to do with the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is a mental area in which all inputs through any of the five senses are classified and recorded, and from which they may be recalled or withdrawn like data from the storage banks of a limitless computer. No one knows very much about what we call the subconscious mind. We do know that it is incalculably powerful and can solve our problems if we go about using it the right way. And the best way is to hold in your conscious mind as often as possible a clear picture of yourself already having accomplished your goal. Know what you want, define it clearly, and then project it on the motion picture screen of your mind. Hold it. See yourself doing the things and having the things you'll have when your objective will have been reached. Do this as often as practical, and particularly at night, just before you go to sleep and the first thing upon arising. As you do this, your subconscious will begin to lead you toward your objective. Don't fight it. Follow your sudden hunches, the ideas that come into your mind, knowing that they may well represent subconscious knowledge. If you keep at this, you'll be amazed and delighted by the ideas that just seem to come from nowhere. Later, we'll talk more about this sixth sense that seems to have contributed so much to the lives and thought of the great men and women of all time. Time, by the way, means nothing to your subconscious. A man could work steadily at his job for years and not appear to accomplish as much as is possible in a few hours of brilliant insight. Your subconscious mind cannot remain idle. If you fail to plant desires in your subconscious mind, it will feed upon the random thoughts which reach it as a result of your neglect. Know what you want. Decide once and for all that it will be yours. Remain steadfast on course propelled by faith, and your subconscious mind, your conscious mind, your will, and unremitting effort will do the rest.